that it had taken Push and Bitak years of excavation just to unearth the garrison. At this rate of digging, it would take hundreds of years to prove if they had truly found the site of Pyramus. And so they turned instead to a new technology that, without lifting a stone, would conclusively unlock the secrets of what lay beneath the fields of Kontir. But when it arrived, the electromagnetic scanner was hardly the piece of cutting-edge technology they'd expected.
Nobody believed ever that it would work. Just the same, we said, okay, you took the trouble of coming here, now let's set up the device.
The walls and foundations of ancient settlements all leave telltale traces in the ground. The electromagnetic scanner can penetrate the ground to read those traces. If the foundations of Pyramus were beneath these fields, the scanner would reveal traces of the roads, walls and buildings hidden there, without the need to dig. At first, no one thought for a moment that anything of any interest would be revealed in the scans. But they were wrong.
There it was. Absolutely incredible. None of us believed it. There was the layout of a building. We were literally crying, and I must admit it, I'm still close to crying remembering these days.
Laid out before him were the outlines of a building hidden just a few centimeters beneath the ground.
We could see the wall is going like this, then there it is destroyed, and so and so and so and so. We said, okay, immediately back out to the field, continue the magnetic measurements. This is it. It really works.
Since that first day, they have scanned an area of 2 square kilometers around Kontir, the largest study of its kind in the world. Exposed, for the first time in thousands of years, beneath the fields of Kontir, are the foundations of the vast ancient city of Pyramus.